Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of December, recording from London at 9:10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, bottom line here on global stock markets, there is still no evidence that this excellent rally that began from the mid-August lows is ending or over. Now, inevitably, there's a little bit of conflicting evidence with any sort of series of trends like this. But most of the lead markets, and one of the most important ones, as you know, for me, is the Australian stock market. I mean, that's been hitting consecutive new days here. It has reaffirmed the overall upward trend early last week. Now, New Zealand, much smaller market, which had been matching, if not outpacing Australia possibly by a bit. I mean, that's fallen away a little bit in the last week and a half, but, you know, it doesn't look too serious to me. Many of the Eastern European markets, emerging markets, which had been very much leaders in this latest rally, they generally remained firm, as do a number of the South American emerging markets. Things like India remain very, very steady. It's one of the ones that I like the most. So I don't see any problems. And of course, Wall Street's crucial. If Wall Street were to fall out of bed, all the others would come apart. But it's not. I mean, it gave up some good early gains here today. And we had that reaction on Friday. But here today, the Dow closed up just 11 and a bit and virtually unchanged. Well, up half a point on the Standard & Poor's. And the NASDAQ down a little bit on the day, 7.35 on the composite index, but good solid gains in most of Asia and in most of Europe. I think the only exception on the day in Europe was Amsterdam, which is down just the merest fraction. Japan, that's one where I've got a leveraged futures position, which has been very much a laggard of late, but it eked out another small gain here today. The second section index, which is so important in terms of leadership, that's been up for the third day in a row, although that's not something to write home to mother about, is it? But at least it's heading in the right direction in here and continues to have catch-up potential. So, the rally remains intact. Are the factors that are most likely to bring it to a halt later rather than sooner, in my view. One, the oil price that fell back a bit yesterday. That was good news for global stock markets because oil was up a couple of dollars on Friday. And the other factor would be higher interest rates. We are going to get those higher interest rates, but probably not at the pace to disrupt the rally until we're well into the first quarter at least come of next year. And the other factor being the US dollar, well, I suppose that could become a problem. Again, it's not at the moment because it's range bound, although I do expect it to weaken. So as far as I'm concerned though, and as far as the global stock market rally is concerned, I want to stay with my existing positions, I think, which are diversified, and I think we have further gains on offer here. And what about those U.S. Treasury bonds, where I've got a short position? They fell quite sharply on Thursday. That was good news. There was an upside failure, which was reversed, giving a downward dynamic. There was some follow-through on Friday, which looked quite good early on Friday, but then those gains, declines rather, were largely recouped, and we had treasuries up a bit in here today. It looks like 8:30 seconds, but I still maintain they're a short, but they're range-bound at the moment. I just don't think there's value there, and the chart action looks like part of an overall top formation extension to me. In the currency markets, now, my view ever since this dollar rally started was that it was oversold. We were due to see a little bit of short covering by dollar bears, I didn't think we'd get any aggressive buying. I felt that this was going to be pretty much a modest rally in the scale of things, and I can't say that it's over, but the dollar bears appear to be gradually getting the upper hand in here, and I think it would take something a bit startling or aggressive from either the Bank of Japan or the ECB to prolong for much longer a retest of the dollar's lows. Now, as far as your dollar is concerned, here it's currently up 88 ticks here at 133.95. Sterling, that trading at 194.60. Dollar slipped a little bit against the yen, 104.07. That's down only 12 ticks though, because the yen is not a strong currency in here, as I've said all along. It's just that it's a bit stronger than the US dollar. The Aussie, where I've still got a position, but it's only a third of the position that I had a couple of months ago. That is it up 15 ticks at 76.37. Precious metals and the whole metal sector looks quite interesting to me. But just to finish off on that dollar side, I don't think it's a time for aggressive positions, but if I had any positions here, I'd be a bit short the US dollar. And I prefer to short it against high yielding currencies. I like that interest rate differential to be working in my favor. Now, in terms of metals, again, there's some interesting action in here today. One, palladium, which had been in fast retreat, looks to me like some fund has ditched a fairly significant position. Well, it's such a thin market that anything, few 10, 20 lots, and you could probably depress the market a little bit, although it certainly seemed to be more persistent selling than that. Still looks to me like type 3 base extension, and more importantly, the action today following a weak open and then closing strong. You have a bit of an upward dynamic here, suggests maybe that we've seen the low in palladium. But in terms of upside potential, as I mentioned, I think other precious metals are perhaps more timely or more interesting at this stage. If they run, then palladium will follow as it has before, and makes perfectly good sense that it would do so again. And it really is cheap, but it is the laggard. So I may concentrate more in some of the other metals. And I own gold, as you know, and I own some silver and would happily own some more silver. And I'm looking at a number of the industrial metals again as well, because the only one I have is tin. It's a relatively small position, and tin just remains very quietly range bound overall. But nickel had a big upside day in here today. Looks like closed up $1,100 on the 3 month position. Moved back into, we've got a bit of a backwardation here with the cash price $30 higher, the 3 month nickel price, say up $1,100. That's at 14,650. But that's a chunky move in here today. So, I mean, they were pretty well all up except for tin, which was down just $5. That's virtually unchanged on something at 8,755. But my old friend lead looks promising, and I think certainly if the dollar remains soft, there's a very, very good chance that these will be running again before long. So I may well pick up some more positions here, but I'm not going to be buying aggressively, because most of these industrial metals are quite close to high. So the only way I would build up a big position if that were to happen would be to start buying, and if they started to trend again, then I would be using in the money stops and adding to the position. Quite a conservative trend running tactic. And elsewhere in these soft commodities, they remain generally firm, although I disappointed myself in the soybeans. Here I opted for a in the money stop to protect a position which just got hit pretty much near the well, couple of cents off the above the low of the day, and here on a setback. Nevertheless, a profit is a profit, but it was a considerably bigger profit. At one stage here early this afternoon before it pulled back down. Very much a baby steps play though, and as I said in my comment of the day, I would have been smarter overall if I had just played it on a straight mechanistic baby steps basis and not try to be too clever in terms of reading the chart action because of these baby steps things. With where you're getting ranging activity, you can count on a few certainties, except that you'll get a number of failed breakouts on the upside, failed breakouts on the downside. But you know, it's cheap, and in terms of commonality, and well, certainly soybeans and all the grains are cheap. The way palladium is cheap, when a market is really cheap like that and in one of these ranging time and size type 3 overall base formations, when it looks like maybe it's going to not only retest its lows but keep on going, you probably get a downside failure. And when it looks like it's going to break out on the upside, well, it may do so, but it's just as likely to, well, more likely to fail than come back down as not. So that's the baby steps tactic. I don't want to overstate the case. You've heard me say it many times, but new subscribers are coming in pretty much every single day, and I urge you to read my baby steps trading article if you haven't already done so. You can find it in the forum. What else to mention? I said oil was down. That knocked back natural gas. That's my disappointment on the day, other than the soybeans, because following Friday's action, we had very firm close on natural gas, but it gave up those gains. Now I've got some remaining positions there in the March contract. They're a little bit out of the money here right now. However, I'd be reasonably optimistic that this will be bouncing around and give me opportunities to take profits before very long. And I think, let's see, corn up a couple. Most of these grains and beans, they, as I say, they are quite steady in here overall. I still want to play them on the baby steps basis, but there's no doubt that China is back in the market and buying these grains. Have an excellent evening.